When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and you're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, training, and development. Before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors, Patterson Dental, Vocal Dental, and Henry Schein. Without their expertise and sponsorship, these podcasts would not be possible. I also like to give a shout out to Mr. David Wolf and his podcast team for putting out these professional podcasts for your pleasure. Tonight, I'm fortunate enough to have a special guest with us. His name is Mr. Devin Schumacher, and he, I think, is particularly appropriate tonight podcast with how to help the medical and dental profession improve their bottom line. And I think at this point in time, we could all benefit from this. Devin, thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about your background and how you came to be so successful?
Sure. Thanks for having me, Dr. Coughlin. So I have about 5 to 7 years of experience in internet marketing, and the road was tumultuous, to say the least, to bring me to where I am now. But the short version of the story is that I started really just figuring things out on my own, trying to market a couple of brands I was involved in, and really just had to take things into my own accord more and more. And that sort of brings me to where I am now, which is currently with a team of about 15 people here onshore and a support staff offshore. And we do a few million dollars a year in revenue, and we help at this point a little over 100 dental practices across the United States, Canada, and Australia. And we also have a more generalized marketing agency that helps just other brands and businesses from e-commerce to plumbers. But our focus is primarily in dental and the medical space. And we provide websites, digital marketing, SEO, advertising, and all of the things needed to help a practice grow.
Devin, I understand you've done basically a book explaining the step-by-step gateway to doubling, tripling, quadrupling our revenue by following a formula, a mathematical formula or similar to a mathematical formula, where if you take the appropriate steps, you're going to get the appropriate results. Can you expound on that a little bit for our listeners?
Sure, yeah. And what you're referring to is our ebook about some steps you can take to really double your revenue. And I think these are things that we've pulled out that can apply to any business across the board. And really what it's about is it's the fundamentals and things that most people are skipping over that can help a practice grow. And it's marketing wise, right? There's a lot of ways that you can improve your top line, bottom line, but we're talking about marketing and really getting new patients, new customers, new clientele into your business or practice or what have you. And it really breaks down to a few simple steps that we go into in detail within the book, but it starts with doing a lot of things just the right way. And right now, what we see primarily when we work with dental practices, when we work with medical practices, is that they just don't have the fundamentals right. Everybody is competing over a small slice of the pie. Everybody's doing things that you would think would be productive, but really aren't. And I'll give you an example. That would be things like talking about how many years you've been in business or talking about your credentials. And it seems pretty straightforward to think of, well, you know, shouldn't I advertise that, how many years I've been in business and what my experience is? The short answer is, contradictory to what you might think, the answer is no, because people don't really care about that. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to get the attention of people who don't know about you yet to come into your practice for dental services. And when, you know, your consumers, your marketplace is out there and they're online, unless they're directly searching for the services you provide, which of course you'd want to show up for, they're doing other things, right? They're on Facebook, they're in their car, they're listening to podcasts, they're not searching for dental services. But if you can connect with them on a deeper level about the reason why they might need those services, then you might grab their attention long enough for them to come to your website. And the way to do that is not by saying how long, many years you've been in business, but rather touching on the things that are going to motivate them, their pains and desires, in order to get their attention and really, you know, bring that attention to your digital real estate. So we touch on a lot of things like that, that seem a little bit contradictory to what you might be doing, but are mistakes that we see, you know, practices making day in and day out.
You mentioned some of the things that healthcare providers are probably misunderstanding and not doing correctly. Are there things that you see the healthcare profession and specifically the dental profession that are doing correctly that you'd say, geez, they're on the right track if they'd only expound on that, if they take more time and energy and perhaps money towards these particular areas, they do much better?
Yeah, that's actually a pretty interesting question. One of the things I see dentists doing right a lot is they will spend money on marketing. The one thing that I see them doing wrong is, well, actually, it breaks down to a couple things. When they spend money on marketing, I'll either see that they're doing it with, they have the right intentions and their heart and their mind is in the right place, but they don't have enough of, I would say, awareness about what to really inspect when it comes to their marketing. And I get that. And we see this with professions that have more education necessary in order to become that position. So for example, you've gone to dental school for a number of years, right? And especially if you're going to be a specialist, that's, you're adding even more years onto it, what have you. And these people, as they should, don't want to have to really worry about what's going on with the marketing. They just want to pay and get it done. And I'd say that's the right mindset, because you want to be focusing on what you do best. But we have a saying that you have to be able to inspect what you expect, or expect what you inspect. Either way you look at it, the point is that if you don't know what you're looking for and you don't know how to evaluate whether or not your marketing is going to be doing well or not, you can't just pay for it and hand it off. So I'd say that they're doing one thing right, that is, dentists spend money on marketing. But the thing they do wrong is they take a hands-off approach too soon, and they just kind of leave it up to someone else to do before really knowing or vetting that that is actually the right thing that they should be doing. So they need to take a little more time educating themselves across the board. Obviously, I'm speaking generally here. Take a little more time educating about what things should be done before they take such a hands-off approach.
Devin, is it true that as a general rule, whatever your gross revenues are, about 2-3% should be spent on marketing? So let's say if you have a $1 million practice, to earmark between $20,000 and $30,000 a year. Does that hold true, or is that a fallacy in your opinion? How would you guide our listeners to just coordinate some type of budget to the marketing?
That's a good question. I think it depends on a couple things, and I'll tell you what those factors are. The first is going to be the competitiveness of your environment. So if you're located in Phoenix, Arizona, there are a lot of other practices around you that are offering the same or similar services. So it's going to be dependent on that. It's also going to be dependent on your appetite for growth. So how fast do you really want to grow? Any company, really, not just dental providers, but dental providers, dentists, especially how fast you want to grow. It's really going to depend on how much money you can put into the system is going to be, you know, your output. And that goes back to what I was saying earlier, is the marketing activities have to be correct. But one thing to keep in mind here is, you know, there's a lot of things you can do for marketing. And specifically what we do and what I talk about is digital marketing. And $20,000 to $30,000 a year on digital marketing, I would say maybe that might cut it. It depends on how many things we're taking into account here. Your website, design and development, maintenance and management. If you're going to be running Facebook advertisements, if you're going to be doing SEO to help get more people to your website who are looking for your services, I would say that it's probably a bit higher than that. But the one thing I would say is that for any type of digital advertising that you do, so that would be spending money for immediate traffic like Google pay-per-click ads or Facebook advertising, you want to be getting at least a 3-to-1 return on your investment. And by doing that, you can spend more and you don't have to cap yourself at a budget or think of this as like an expense that I just need to incur every year. I don't have to think of it as I need to set aside $20,000 or $30,000 for my marketing. It's more, how much can I put into the machine? Because I should be getting a positive return on my advertising dollars faster. And in that point, it's like a vending machine or some kind of, you know, slot machine where you put a dollar in and you get $3 out. In that case, I would say, how much money do you want to put into it?
Okay. Let me ask you another question along that same vein. In your ebook, you mentioned basically 5 steps. And before this podcast is over, I'm going to make sure that our listeners can link in to your ebook so that they can go in more depth. But if you were to summarize the 5 steps, could you do that briefly for our listeners to give them a taste of what they can expect when they look at and read your ebook?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go off memory here, so bear with me. But the first step is going to be really about speaking to your customers' pains and desires. And what this does, it before you spend money on anything, you really want to understand what the customer is actually wanting. And I'll give you a concrete example. If you're selling dentures or you want to sell more dentures, like the person doesn't want a denture. They might not even know what that is. They don't even really want to fill the gap in their mouth where they're missing a tooth or whatnot. They want something deeper. You have to be able to go deeper and figure out what it is they're actually trying to solve more on the pains and desires level. So maybe they want to be able to enjoy Thanksgiving dinner with their family without feeling self-conscious about taking out some kind of eating device, or maybe they want to be able to enjoy the foods that they like without having pain. So you want to be able to really go deep and figure out what those things are. And in step one, we really teach you how to do that, where you can go through and actually find out what people are saying and get those pains and desires and speak to those things in your marketing. The second step is about how to unlock a bigger amount of people to sell to. And this is probably the thing that I would say we see the most often. And we call it the full market formula. But really, most people, when they're advertising, are going to be advertising a special. They'll say, you know, new patient special, or get $1,000 off dentures, or get $1,000 off teeth whitening. And what you're doing is, that's fine, but you're advertising to a portion of your market that's already educated and already ready to buy. And that only is going to make up about 3% of the market. So step two is how to unlock that other 97% of the market and speak to them. And really what it's about is providing value at the stage where they are. So before someone's ready to buy, what are they? Well, they're probably gathering information about what they need before they make a purchase decision. Or if they're even earlier in their buying cycle than that, they might not be gathering information. They might just be aware that they have a problem. So you need to deliver them something that meets them at that level. And if they're even earlier in their buying cycle, they might not be ready to buy. They might not be gathering information. They might not even be aware of their problem, but they still have a problem, because just because you're not aware of a problem doesn't mean you don't have one. So how can you provide them information to meet them there? So the second step, the full market formula, talks about the things that you can do to advertise to these people and really communicate to people that are much, that are in that 97% of people that are being ignored by most people's advertising. The third step is about messaging and how to craft your messaging so it speaks to people and gets their attention. Right now, you know, you're really in a war for attention. And when you advertise on Facebook or when you advertise on the internet, it's you talking about teeth whitening versus celebrities on jet skis and, you know, models on Instagram and people that are watching like videos of cats playing the piano. Like, you're in a war for attention and you have to be able to have your messaging stick out to somebody who's doing something completely unrelated to what your agenda is and get their attention long enough for you to actually be able to, you know, in a sense, push your agenda on them. And the fourth step is, I believe it has to do with copywriting and how you can sort of use copywriting to amplify that messaging. And then the last step is about how to craft better offers. And this is something that I see probably is the most neglected thing of all. And that's crafting offers that are really just irrefutable, where when your potential consumer sees your offer, they just feel stupid if they say no to it. And that's how good your offer needs to be. And when you are able to create offers that are so good, you will stop getting shopped on price and you'll stop getting compared to your competition on price because your offer is so much better that it's like comparing apples to oranges at that point.
Well, Devin, first of all, I want to say thank you for those highlights. Is it possible for you to share how our listeners can reach out, talk to you personally, perhaps get in touch and review your ebook? Is there a phone number, a website, et cetera, et cetera?
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for that. The website, well, our agency is called SERPCO, SERP.co. And that's because SERP is actually an acronym for search engine results page. And we are basically, we do everything search. So we help you grow your business using the internet and everything now is a search page. So our website, our homepage is SERP.co. And I believe you can get the ebook. I'm just double checking the URL right now. Is SERP.co/growth-report. But it's also on the homepage, I believe. And if you want to talk to me personally, you can find me on Facebook or Instagram. Just type in Devin Schumacher and I probably am the first person to pop up.
Well, Devin, I want to say thank you so much for spending time. I know how busy you are. I can tell you personally and professionally, my business certainly needs experts like you to help it grow. And I look forward to talking with you at future podcasts. I want to thank our listeners. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You've been listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, development, and training. Again, special thanks to our sponsors, Henry Schein, Vocal, and Patterson Dental, and again to David Wolf and his podcast team. Devin, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I look forward to speaking to you in the near future.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.